Well, good morning.
It's 8:46 a.m. on Friday, February the 7th, 2025. Oh, I hear goose. Oh my goodness, look at the geese. A V within a V. I don't see that very often. See if I can get this in my pocket and so my freeze. Hands don't freeze. There, that's better. So, yeah, it's cold. It's 21 degrees this morning. It's, beautiful blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I forgot that part. I got sidetracked by geese. And more, even more coming along behind. Goose of morning. I need to get out this morning to walk. As soon as I get home, I should have just about enough time to post this before I have to go to the dentist. And that's always fraught. It's a drilling day, so Novocaine. Never a fun time. The first 5 minutes will suck, but I trust my dentist, so it'll be okay. It's just, so I figured I'd get out, I'd walk, bleed off a little of the background stress before I layer on the foreground stress for the day. I'm not planning on doing too much else. Riding went well yesterday, walking went well yesterday. Day basically went well. No complaints. The weck jars work really well. They're wide enough at the mouth that I can stick my whole hand with a washcloth into them and get them nicely cleaned out. So feeding sourdough becomes much less of an onerous task than it did using recycled pasta Barilla jars, which was originally not too bad because they were in some kind of modified ball jar with a wide mouth, but they still had the shoulders, which made it difficult to get in, and the opening was too small to stick my hand in. I had to sort of work remotely with a stick or a bottle brush, actually, but still tedious. This is much easier. Much easier, much cleaner. Oh my God. Nowhere near the mess. So yeah, the sourdough is coming along nicely. I'm gonna start working toward a tartine start for the next loaf. And while that recipe recipe uses whole wheat, exclusively uses whole wheat, I think, I'm going to go with my usual 20% mix, and I'm probably not going to go with 75% hydration, just because that's a loose dough, and it's really not that conducive to forming a nice loaf. Although, maybe I need to rethink that. Using the loaf pans as a kind of Benetton. And rather than turn them out of the loaf pan, just cook them in it. It's an interesting idea. I may have to try that. Sniff snort. It is chilly. Here we go. The It's early. It's really early. And so the sun is not very high. So the neighborhood is in the way of the sun. My horizon is very near. The morning reading talked about the horizon always matching the sky perfectly. And I'm like, yeah, duh. It sort of has to, because otherwise it wouldn't be the horizon. I don't know, it's very weird. It's one of those, the morning readings sometimes really strike close to home. Sometimes they read like some kind of nonsense. It's like, I sort of get it, kinda. The horizon is everything that comes between you and the sky. So, dealing with the horizon that you have is really a matter of perspective, and you can broaden your horizons by getting up higher, I suppose, which I don't know if that means I need a little more THC in my life or what. Probably means I just need to have a little broader perspective on the world. Or maybe it means I need to take a trip to the mountains. Oh, yeah. The problem with being on the mountains is that unless you're on an exposed ridge, there's not much you're going to be able to see because your horizon is going to be the nearest tree. I don't know. Weirdness, anyway. I'm still working through Mother of Learning, the first volume. It's still engaging. The time loop mechanic is getting quite a workout, but it's going well. It's not as tedious as you might think. Not quite as Groundhog Day like. It started out where, you know, just like the same music. The day starts, same music. And then, however, he winds up the end of the day. And as the book goes on, there's much less how you start the day and how you end the loop. And more about what happens during the day, during the month that the loop is active. It's interesting. It's fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I think I spent about 2.5 hours yesterday playing X4, and I'm pretty sure I'm doing it wrong. If there's a right way or a wrong way, I will find the wrong way. I need to have some fleets. Carrier fleet, maybe, and a flock of destroyer escorts, and I don't know what else. In theory, there's a battleship. But the Xenon are eating my lunch. I'm okay with the Ka'ak these days, but the Xenon are eating my lunch. And I need to figure out a way to claim some of their territory back from them, which is probably going to take fleets and a lot more money, which means I need to boost up my construction. If nothing else, I need to get my commerce so that I'm not constantly trying to fly all the way back and forth across the universe to pick up the one weird thing I need for the station that I built. I've only built like two that are my own. Three counting the headquarters, which is not really counting for much at this point. So we'll see how that works out. Coming up on a Get Ready, stay with me. Monk Post. Second full day on the Fitbit. I'm not getting enough sleep. It seems to think that I... And it's probably true. I got like 6 hours and 50 minutes of sleep last night. Compared to the night before, it was seven and a bit. So it's hovering right around the 7 hour a night mark, I guess. Best way to think about it. But I was peeved. I got home and it had trimmed not quite a quarter of a mile off the 2 mile loop here. And I'm pretty sure that's not right. Just because I've measured it three or four times using some other phone-based trackers. I may have to do it again just to check. But it could also be where it started counting walking as opposed to gross movement. In theory, it has a GPS coordinate. It's hanging out here a mile in terms of security, but old white man, I'm not really that much at risk yet, so I'm not too concerned about it. We'll see how it works out. I expect the people up at the meatpacking plant are going to have to be wearing their nice winter boots here pretty soon. That's always a perennial target. So yeah, I'm slowly getting used to it. I'm slowly kind of figuring out how it works and why it works. It doesn't sync up with my Headspace app, so it doesn't know what days I'm meditating or how long I'm meditating for, unless I do it through the Fitbit app, which is, I suppose I could do. I could do an extra 3 minutes there, I suppose. A lot of their meditations are longer and require premium, which we'll see. I'm not convinced. Oh, I hear you coming. hearing it echo off the houses, so I don't know what direction they're coming from, but I hear the geese. Now, there they are. It's amazing how far away I can hear those. But without the wind, it is a pretty quiet morning here today. It's not terrible. The sun shining is nice and warm. It's warming my legs up a little bit. 20 degrees is plenty cold enough to walk in, let me just say that. It's much nicer when it's 30 or more. I don't know why that's on. All right, turn it off, take care of that. And again, I've got Bluetooth on, but Wi-Fi is off, and airplane mode is on, so it shouldn't be introducing a lot of extra noise into the audio stream. Let me know if it shows up a lot or is too obnoxious. I might be able to do something like unsync the Fitbit for the duration of the walk or something. I don't know what that does, so I don't even know if it's currently synced. My hearing aids are using the Bluetooth at any rate. What does Fitbit tell me? 19:42, almost 20 minutes miles is apparently my pace. Okay, whatever. Alongside the park, Morning Park. Still looking pretty wintry. Not too surprising, it's only been like a day. Long grasses are still looking pretty gold, brown, white. Nobody, surprisingly, not really, surprisingly, there's nobody at the playground. There's one car in the parking lot. Seen a lot of cars with 92 plates on it lately. I'm used to like New York and Maine where you get 10-day plates, but these whether you buy a new car or a used car, I guess you get a 90-day plate. Probably because it has to go through the mail to the state and back again for you to get all of the documentation in order so that you can get it registered. And that takes more than 10 days. Willis is just looking yellow. This cottonwood looking dead. Honestly gone. There's a big flatbed tow truck coming. That's the noise. And my maple tree does have little red buds on it. I don't know if they're left over from fall. It can't be. Can't be. It must be spring. Anyway, I am back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.